Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Internationally renowned, respected across all industry lines. Yes, the Phil Hendry Show, 1 to 4 at night. Now.
What are you saying there? Like, it's no good.
It's fine. I'm just kidding around. All right. Tonight, we give away one of the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodies. We've never done a Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie giveaway, and we certainly haven't done one by way of the actual mainstream of the show. This is what I call our main, this is the fast lane of the show, because we also have, of course, our backstage pass viewers, people who are watching us on video. They join us for pre-show, where there's all kinds of nonsense that goes on there. And sometimes we will give away shot glasses on the pre-show, but tonight we are going to be offering, as a giveaway, one of our Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodies. There are going to be five questions that you will need to answer. And you will need to answer all five of them at once. But I will ask those questions intermittently throughout a portion of the program tonight. I'm not going to take your mind off of what it is we're going to talk about right now by asking one of those questions. I will ask that at the end of the hour so that we are not, distracted from the business at hand. And the business at hand, as you might guess, has to do with Sanford, Florida. It has to do with more news coming from Sanford, Florida, and the news around Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, and all kinds of ancillary news concerning the killing of that young man. One of the ancillary items from Washington, one of the congressmen today in the House of Representatives, I believe it was Representative Bobby Rush. Is that right, Bud?
Yes, the old guy.
Bobby Rush put a hoodie on and went to the dais there, or the speaker's podium, I should say, in the House of Representatives to deliver his remarks. He was escorted from the podium because he had broken the dress code of the House. While it was not a big to-do, because many are asked to leave the podium if they're not dressed properly, many are not. And so it's not something that's uniformly enforced. And the I believe it was Emanuel Cleaver asked John Boehner, would you please enforce this dress code in a more uniform way? And that way we can have, we don't have to have people feeling as if they're being singled out. I think Representative Cleaver understood why Representative Rush was led from the podium, but he wanted to make sure that everyone realized, look, he's not the only guy that breaks these rules. Joining us here for the Citizens Auxiliary Police in the South Bay of Southern California tonight is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We had him on last week talking about this because this issue, what happened in Florida, has a lot to do with what you do, Jay.
Well, Phil, I'd like to say, first of all, thanks for having us on our program. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I do like to think, Phil, that that what happened in Florida has nothing to do with what the Citizens Auxiliary Police do. This man, Zimmerman, was a neighbor, by our standing, was a neighborhood watch person. We're a little bit more professional than neighborhood watch. We are a volunteer group, but I can assure you that we have far more disciplined ranks. Many of us, I feel, could very easily have been police officers or members of military police, but we want to go our own way and sort of approach the problem of law enforcement in our own way, you know, without making too much of a big deal. So,
what would you say is the major difference between the Citizens Auxiliary Police and a neighborhood watch and George Zimmerman?
Well, George Zimmerman, this man carrying a weapon, I don't know of any neighborhood watch that's going to allow that. Neighborhood watch people are not qualified to carry a weapon. We don't carry weapons, even though we're probably qualified to, but I don't allow our members to carry weapons because I don't want to run afoul of the police. We don't need that kind of hassle. So what Zimmerman was doing with that weapon, trying to play cowboys and Indians or, you know, trying to be a big man, I don't know. So that's number one. Number two, there was nothing that young man was doing. I understand the hoodie, and I heard what Geraldo Rivera said. That's why I wanted to mention to you tonight. We are wearing hoodies tonight, Phil, on our patrols.
Oh, you are?
Yes, we are.
What do you mean? You're wearing them as you, what, drive around?
Well, we're out in the malls tonight, and one of our subcommanders, Subcommander Gleason, is wearing a hoodie and approached a lady who looked like she had too many kids for the SUV she was driving. And the reason why I wanted to mention that is because she became alarmed when she saw him approach her wearing his hoodie. And I want people to know, if they're out in the areas that Citizens Auxiliary Police was primary in South Bay, if they're out and they see one of our people, and we have asked our Citizens Auxiliary Police subcommanders to walk in the manner of a young, if you want to say, a young black male, which is to walk slowly and have your head dipped down. The reason why is so that we are not trying to, you know, be something other than who Trayvon Martin was. You know?
Well, wait. But you're out there and you're conducting these Citizens Auxiliary Police patrols, but you're walking, as you said, like a young black male.
Yeah, what we're asking our subcommanders to do is, yes, we're professional, but we want them to take on the physical body language of the young black males they walk so that people will know we're in solidarity with it, okay? We're not trying to...
So this lady that your subcommander Gleason approached got alarmed?
She became alarmed, that's correct. When Subcommander Gleason asked her how many kids she had at that time, it looked like she had about four or five children getting into a very small SUV, which was what we call a sub-mini SUV. We felt that was very unsafe because the lady herself looked to be overweight. And so we wanted to ask her just how many kids are getting into this van and did she feel was safe. And she became a little bit alarmed, and that's when the mall security came over, and we told them who we were, and the guy backed off. Generally, I like to let these mall security types know who we are because these guys, a lot of them, think that they're Wyatt Earp or Cowboy or some deal like that.
We're talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, whose Citizens Auxiliary officers, or you call them subcommanders, are out tonight wearing hoodies. And walking, you say, affecting the body language of young black males. I'd like you to tell my audience what that is.
Well, again, Phil, we're not. This is not a racist statement.
No, I know that, but your reasoning. You say you have these guys walking like young black males because you want to look in solidarity with young black males.
That is correct. Yes, and they're walking slowly. They have their heads down. The movement from side to side is a little bit exaggerated.
What is identifying them as members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police when this lady became alarmed?
Well, we have a hoodie. We have the Citizens Auxiliary Police hoodie, and we have the name across the front. And that's what I was going to mention to people. We are selling those. And we are selling them for a little bit less, I think, than your Ted's of Beverly Hills one.
And you're selling these hoodies now for what reason? I mean, is it to...
Well, it's to make money for Citizens Auxiliary Police. And also, you know, we have a right to sell them. And
all right, so we're getting into a different area here of commercializing these things.
Well, that's a point to be raised, but we're not... We're not George Zimmerman. We want people to know that we're on the other side of that. We're just like that kid. Only we are, you know, like George Zimmerman in that we're.
You're the Citizens Auxiliary Police, but you don't want to identify with this guy that shot this kid.
That is correct. So.
Hence, you're wearing the hoodies, and you're also selling them.
Right, but when you mentioned that we're selling them, I want to stress to your audience, and I want to stress to certainly anybody who would feel that, you know, we're taking advantage of the situation, that, you know, we're selling them not to, I mean, I don't want anybody to think we're making money more than we want people to wear a hoodie and remember why they're wearing a hoodie, and the best way to do that is to make them pay for it rather than just give it away.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. With me is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're talking about the shooting in Florida and the reaction by your group, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, to it. You guys are starting to wear hoodies out on patrol. And, you know, Jay, there's all kinds of things to talk about, as we often say. The very fact that you exist is controversial to some people, and that you are out on patrols and that you're stopping people. Now, you stopped a woman with children tonight.
Right. So when you say that we stopped somebody, I don't want it to sound like we're creeping up on a woman, we're going to scare her.
No, I don't believe that that's the case, but by the same token, you had Sub-Commander Gleason out there wearing a hoodie, walking real slow from side to side with his head down, affecting the body language of a young black male.
Well, why should that scare anybody? See, that's racism right there. See, that's the racism there. Why would I scare anybody?
Well, it scared that lady, didn't it?
Well, I don't know, but Sub-Commander Gleason quickly identified himself and simply said that he felt she had too many kids and that her body weight was excessive for the type of van she was driving. And he gave her what we call a reminder.
What is that?
It's just a written reminder to show it to her husband, who most likely is going to be the one that makes the decisions on what kind of car they're driving, to show to her husband that she had been given this reminder that it looks like with her body weight, with the body weight of the children, that the van that she's in, maybe this suspension is... Boy, I just got nervous all of a sudden. Maybe the suspension's not strong enough.
What made you nervous?
I just, I don't want people to think that we're creeping up on anybody out there.
No, I understand that, Jay. It's just the action itself. The hoodies, the fact that they're for sale, the fact that you're walking like young black men out there, the fact that this lady was scared. And I know you're trying to make a positive statement. I wonder if it is.
I firmly, firmly, firmly believe it is. So we've gotten a clearance from Major Elvis Newton. So we are good to go. And
all right, let's take a break here very quickly. 877-876-PHIL is our number here on the Phil Henry Show as we talk with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the hoodies that they're wearing. And the solidarity they feel for the family of this young man, Mr. Martin, the fact that they don't consider themselves to be doing the same thing that George Zimmerman's doing, and all of the other things that go along with this terrible story. 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and don't forget, later on tonight, we're going to be asking you a series of questions for your own Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police with us tonight. We will have Bob Green from Fraser Foods later on to talk about this pink slime, which you perhaps have heard about in the news. It is meat filler, and it's being discontinued. The use of it is being discontinued by companies across the board because consumers just don't like it. Jay Santos with us as we're discussing. We're into the second week of the repercussions and the tragic aftermath of what happened in Florida. You as a citizen, a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Jay, you guys are wearing hoodies tonight, you say, for solidarity purposes.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and yet you already scared one lady by, quote, walking black?
Well, let me explain about the walking black so that people are going to understand. What I mean by that is to simply affect that sort of stroll that you do see young African-American, probably young white Americans do it too, but I think it is more something that is borrowed from the hip-hop culture. And we are in solidarity with young people. We're saying they have a right to wear hoodies and to walk in that manner. And when Sub-Commander Gleason walked up to that lady tonight, and she got frightened, we settled down. Phil, I don't want to make it sound like she's all angry at us. It settled down, and we gave her a reminder on the body mass and the body mass of the kids.
And this was having to do with the weight?
Yes, sir, having to do with the amount of weight she was putting in her minivan.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. I want to get over to a phone call here. We are talking with Jay Santos tonight. Here is Dusty on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Dusty.
Yeah, Phil, I'm not quite sure what's giving this guy the power or the commission to walk up and talk to somebody like that. It just sounds to me like it's a glorified neighborhood watch, because he's always said he doesn't carry a gun.
No, sir, we do.
Okay.
Sir,
and are you
there's no law. Well, there's no law against walking up to someone and asking them a question, is there?
Well,
I don't think there is.
But do you not see how that lady is getting worried or upset that someone could be approaching her like that?
she was worried because we were wearing a hoodie. Well, now, why would you say that? See, that's racist. That's racist. Because the kids are wearing the hoodies. Well, the kids are wearing a hoodie now. Everybody wears it. Mr. Henry.
They've been wearing hoodies for a long time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So why would you all of a sudden be scared? The kid that got shot was wearing a hoodie, sir. Not the other way around. Why, not the other way around, sir. It wasn't Mr. Zimmerman was wearing a hoodie.
Well, no, it wasn't.
You know.
But you're saying that you're auxiliary police officers, first of all. What are you commissioned as? Are you commissioned through your city?
I don't know what you mean by commission. You're talking about some political process. We are citizens who are concerned with the job that police are doing, which we think is a good job, but it could be better. And so
You don't have no arrest powers.
We have the same arrest powers all citizens have, which is the constitutional right to citizens' arrest.
Do you really know what a citizen's arrest is?
I most certainly do. Well, you know, I mean, who are you? I'm just a guy here trying to talk about hoodies, and you're all.
Well, I'm an actual police officer working on the road right now, so that's why I'm asking you if you actually know what a citizen's arrest is.
Well, if you're an actual police officer, I'm worried now because you're talking to me and you're jawjacking and gasbagging with me when maybe somebody's out there getting jumped from behind. And
all right, hold on for a minute. Let's allow the officer to, you know, he may be on a break. Let's, you know, he's calling in. And I think it's important to have a police officer call in.
Well, because you're trying to make me look bad. You're trying to make me look bad. Yeah.
Well, nobody's trying to make you look bad. We're just trying to get to the bottom of, you know, are you commissioned? What's your arrest?
All I'm saying is, my arrest power is the Constitution of America. I'm not a commission. I don't know if you mean, do I get commission like a salesman gets commission?
A commissioned officer.
Am I paid by commission?
Where in the Constitution does it say that you have the right to go pull the citizen's arrest?
Well, sir, I have to remind you, this country was founded by militia. Okay, so, yeah, citizens' militia.
Right.
You can't find it in the Constitution because it's not there.
It doesn't matter. You have the right to citizen's arrest.
The citizen's arrest is not in there.
Well, you do have a right to citizen's arrest. You do have a right to citizen's arrest. Hold on, officer. You do have the right to citizen's arrest, correct?
It's not what people are thinking. You can't go physically detain somebody.
I didn't physically. All we did, and then I'd like to move to another call, Mr. Henry.
I'll decide when we move to the calls, Jay.
Well, all we did was tell this woman that her body weight and the body weight of her children combined was probably dangerous for this cheap truck that her husband put her in.
Well, then what is the gross weight that it takes for that vehicle to operate safely?
Well, I'm not answering any more of your questions. You know, I got to ask you a few questions. You know, like how many donuts did you eat last week?
I don't
know. Did
donuts.
You actually stop? Did you stop any crimes? How many murders were in the sector that you patrol? Did you honestly do your job last week? You're the guy that's getting paid by the people. I got to ask you. I'm not getting paid.
Jay, come on
what
now.
Job you do.
All right, okay.
Busted out on radio, man.
All right, okay, yeah, but we got to move on because we're kind of stalled here. But I thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We might have time to grab one more phone call here before we go to the break. This is David. Go ahead, David. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, how y'all doing tonight?
Good, sir.
Hello, David. I'm going to try to touch on some topics that weren't previous. My question is about the hoodies that they're wearing. I understand he wanted to talk about the hoodies, so...
Right, we got the hoodies that we're selling right now to Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yeah. What would stop, say, a thief or a mugger or someone who wants to commit an armed robbery from purchasing one of your hoodies, then going committing a crime under the appearance that he is a Citizens Auxiliary Police?
Well, same thing. You have police officers. You know, there's guys arrested all the time for impersonating a police officer.
Yeah,
you know, It's against the law.
A little harder.
Can't do it. It's against the law. And,
this guy's making a good point. You could go out.
Good.
Yeah, this guy's making a good point. You could go out and... hold on for a second here, David. We'll be right back with you. Got to take a break. You could go out and buy a Citizens Auxiliary Police hoodie.
Well, are you thinking about doing that, Phil? I don't think you are.
No, but somebody might.
Well, I can assure you that it would take It would take a lot of guts to do that, because if I found out about it...
Well, let's talk about it when we come back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who's wearing hoodies in solidarity with what happened. It's scaring some of the people that they're talking with. 877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show.
If I found out about that, I'd be pretty pissed off.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry Show.
Live from the El Pacifico tonight and every night on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We're online at philhendryshow.com with our live streaming video of the show. And, of course, with a backstage pass, you can watch Phil TV in HD. Jay Sanis is with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. It's a volunteer group. They've operated around Los Angeles. My understanding, there are ancillary groups throughout the country, Jay, correct?
That's correct. So my brother Ross, as a matter of fact, is with the Bay Area Riders, which is San Francisco area Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have a group that have a sort of a whimsical name, Beaver Brigade, which is in State of Oregon. We have the West Texas Range Riders. We've got a Gator. What we call a Gator Bait. The Gator Bait Boys. Those are our people in Florida.
Now, this Gator Bait, these people that are the auxiliary cops in Florida, were they anywhere near this Sanford?
No, they're just getting organized. I don't know if they're in Sanford. I think they're in Jacksonville, Orlando, some other areas like that.
All right, and we're talking about hoodies. The fact you're selling Citizens Auxiliary Police hoodies. I want to get back to this gentleman, David, who had the question concerning you wearing these hoodies, and perhaps not you, but others buying these hoodies and committing a crime. David, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead, sir, with your comment, if you have another comment to make.
Yeah, and understanding he wants to talk about the hoodies, I have another question about it. And it's not...
Right, yeah, sure.
Issue.
Well, question, right.
If my wife were putting the kids in the vehicle in a parking lot at, say, a mall or restaurant or whatever, and someone was approached her wearing a hoodie, walking with a black type walk or however you described it.
I call it an urban slump or an urban sort of urban slide.
You're talking about
you get this urban swerve, something like that.
Go ahead, sir. Because it's starting to sound, the more you talk about it, Jay, the more racist it sounds.
It's not racist at all, Miss Rary.
Well, okay, go ahead, David.
Somebody approaching her like that, then I really need to sit down and have a talk with her. Because any reasonable person should be alarmed by being approached by somebody wearing a hoodie and conducting themselves in a suspicious manner. Black, white, Asian, it does not matter.
Well, I don't know what you call suspicious, sir. We have right across the front of it Citizens Auxiliary Police. Sub-Commander Gleason was doing, I guess, the best, like Michael Jackson, when he used to walk on stage. Okay? If you
What, like a moonwalk?
Not a moonwalk, although you can affect that if you want to, but it certainly doesn't look threatening. And all he asked her was, because this was a heavyset woman, I don't know if your wife is heavyset, it makes no difference to me, but we're thinking of the safety of the kids. You got four children getting into a van with a very heavyset woman. You lose a spring, you lose suspension, you lose an axle on something like that. Now you got yourself a tragedy. Real tragedy.
Vehicle, no matter what your size is, I don't see where that's relevant. But I'll get hoodies and your organization. Something else, I mean, I can go get a hoodie right now and get it silkscreened and get FBI put on the front of it. The difference between a police officer approaching somebody and one of your officers is, a police officer is going to be in a marked vehicle. He is trained on how to approach people and not to alarm them. He is going to be in a marked vehicle. He is going to be in a uniform. He's going to identify himself. And people identify with police officers, not a guy walking up with a swagger and a hoodie over his head.
Well, sure. I would remind you that the reason why we're talking tonight is because of this situation. We're trying to show that you can walk with a hoodie and put have an urban swerve and be totally, you know, cool, and you're not going to hurt anybody.
Well, you're not hearing what this man's saying. He's saying in a parking lot at night, the best thing you can do is to approach someone as safely as you can with full harmless intent to let them know who you are, what you want. As he mentioned, the police officer walking up with a hoodie and doing this, what you call urban swerve, because you want to show solidarity.
Well, Mr. Henry, I think you and this gentleman are missing a larger picture. Larger picture is that this George Zimmerman made me look bad and made a lot of auxiliary police look bad by acting like a clown.
Okay, David, thank you for your call, sir. Are you all done, sir? I wasn't sure if I heard that gentleman right. 877-876-PHIL. Acting like a clown, how?
Yeah.
You talk about George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman, yeah. Not, isn't that the same guy that runs the Men's Warehouse? I'm curious.
The Men's Warehouse?
I thought that there is a George Zimmerman who runs Men's Warehouse here in Los Angeles.
George Zimmer or something. I don't know, Jay. I don't know.
All right. Well, the point that I'm trying to make very clearly is I'm not trying to be George Zimmerman, that guy. And the other thing I can assure you, Phil, if someone silkscreened one of our hoodies or took a hoodie and silkscreened on the front of it says auxiliary police, I can assure you that they better not. Because if I meet up with them, they're gonna hope that there's a time machine somewhere that they can get into and go back to the past and unsilkscreen it. That's what their only hope can be. Because of how pissed off I'm going to be if I find out anybody doing anything in name of citizens auxiliary police.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let me go down here to another phone call, talking to Jay Santos here of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Here is Gay Lynn. Hi, Gay Lynn. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, ma'am.
I wanted to comment, the hoodie and the swagger or the swag and the behavior
right.
Like that is not behavior of like men. I work with the public on a daily basis. I actually work for a chain of casinos. You're not allowed to wear hoodies or sunglasses.
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
What about in the poker tournaments? What about a poker tournament?
We don't do that.
They do it a lot in Las Vegas, they do.
We're in South Louisiana.
Well, that's kind of small time, you know. We're talking big time.
Well, we're not talking about who has the big time casino. We're talking about security.
What I'm talking about is working with the public on a daily basis and saying that is
yes,
behavior black men is wrong. That sounds more like thuggish behavior.
Well, excuse me, ma'am, but are you saying that the way a black man walks is like a thug? That's what you just said.
Any young man walking that way, I see young black men, I see young white men walking that way. I see young
well,
black
you're saying
men
walk,
who
are you saying they
hoodies.
Right.
It's more of a thuggish behavior that you're trying to imitate besides being a young black male.
Well, I mentioned it's a walk similar to the kind of walk that Michael Jackson did on stage.
I don't know what walk that is other than the moonwalk.
No, I've never
What's
seen
that?
Michael walk like that. What you're describing is more of thuggish behavior than young black males or young men, period.
Well, like, if you look at it, here's a white group. This is a white group. Have you ever seen Linkin Park, the way they walk around? They walk like they're ready to bust someone's head wide open, and they're white.
And that's what you guys are walking like?
Yeah, but it's not black.
They're entertainers. Yeah, we're talking about on a
daily basis. Wait, now all of a sudden you're giving them a pass because they're white?
We're talking about...
Oh, they're entertainers. What if I said it was Public Enemy? What if I said it was Public Enemy that walks like that?
It doesn't matter. I love the group. They're great.
They're entertainers. What about Anthrax?
Will you just listen to what the lady's saying?
Saying that is the behavior of young males, to me, that in itself is racist. Young black males do not walk around.
Well, ma'am, all I was saying was the way the little boy, this poor boy in Florida, and that the thug was George Zimmer, the guy that runs the. I keep thinking of the man that runs the Men's Warehouse.
We still do not know everything that happened with that young man. Now what I
oh wait a second,
is,
wait a second. We know that Zimmerman was way out of control. And what are you doing with a gun? What are you doing with a gun riding around a neighborhood in your truck?
We still don't know the details.
Right there. We know the details. We know the details. The kid had a iced tea, he had Skittles, and he had a phone. And the other guy had a gun. That's details enough for me.
What are you doing policing overweight women in vans?
That's what the real question here is.
That lady was overweight enough to bust the spring on that van. And that means only one thing. You lose the spring, that means the center of the vehicle collapses. That means the vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed is now dragging the center of that vehicle on the asphalt. You're getting sparks, the possibility of a fire, and an explosion. So now what you have is a van with four children and a woman, that is a ball of fire traveling at 120 miles an hour. Thank you.
Right. And I remember you saying that
she was overweight enough, ma'am, to bust that spring and create a conflagration that could be seen for a mile out.
Well, I'm sure, but I'm saying, though, you're out policing women getting in vans. He was the captain of his neighborhood watch, from my understanding.
Oh, a captain. Well, let me just salute. I bet you his wife sewed the stripes on his shirt for him. A captain. That's not a military rank, ma'am.
Well, neither is whatever you are, Brigadier Admiral. All right, thanks very much for your call, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. One of the things that I don't know that I'll be able to keep silent about here is if anybody calls this show and starts giving any kind of a point of view about how, well, you know, we don't have all the facts. I'm not saying that they're not entitled to their opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Phil.
Well, wait a second, Jay, because I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Phil Hendry now. If I hear anything like that lady, I let her have her say, but right there is exactly what's wrong with this country. That's race. I don't give a damn what anybody said. We don't have all the facts. When do you want to wait to get the facts in?
Bill, I just want to say something. I'm totally in agreement with you, though. Everybody thinks that I'm not.
Yeah, I know that. That's the part that scares me. In any event, all right, so we'll just move on here. I got to take a break anyway. 877-876-7445.
Maybe you want to just take over the program here or something.
No, I don't want to take over the program. There's a lot of issues. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. I won't get into it. I'm sorry I said anything. 877-876-PHIL. Jay Santos is with us. They have a hoodie, and he's walking like Michael Jackson 1 minute, and the next minute like Linkin Park. I don't know what he's talking about. We'll be back with more here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
What do you talk about? I know what I talk about.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to, in three, four, 5 minutes, take a few more calls, but then we're going to ask some questions for our free Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. There's five questions that you need to answer tonight, and they have to be answered correctly to win a Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. And you wanted to make a comment about that, Jay.
I certainly do, Mr. Henry. I mean, I've been taking quite a bit of heat this evening from Larry Kors about the Citizens Auxiliary Police hoodie. And here you are. You're giving a hoodie. You know, you're giving one out. And
well, first of all, you're selling yours, and you're wearing yours out there as you're out patrolling, talking to women about how big they are and how the kind of car they're driving.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, we're wearing ours, and we are doing it in solidarity with everyone that wears a hoodie.
And you're walking like, how did you put it, like, you know, Michael Jackson on stage. I didn't know he walked like in any particular way.
Well, I did say, well, we walk like any group. You know, my son went and saw Ludacris. We walk like Ludacris.
Who? Ludacris?
Right.
So when there's a guy with a hood on and he's walking like that, coming up to a woman in a dark parking lot, I don't care if he's walking as if he's if he just won the posture award. You know, it's going to scare somebody.
The posture award? What does that mean?
If he walks, in other words, with the most upright posture in the world, it's still going to. It might scare me even worse. That lady got scared. That's the point that was being made. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Margaret. Hello, Margaret. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I just wanted to make a remark about Zimmerman. I heard someone on another talk show say that perhaps he broke his... They keep saying he had a broken nose. He may have broken his own nose from holding up that 9mm too close to his face, and the kick backfired, and he broke his own nose. And made his own bloody
I wouldn't
nose.
Doubt that, man. That sounds pretty reasonable, man, considering everything I've heard about this guy Zimmer. He sounds like a real... He sounds like a real, you know...
He's
a real butterfinger. Sounds like a butterfinger to me.
If that's a booking photo that they're showing on TV, that's from another day. Because I don't know how they do things in Florida, but out here in San Bernardino County, they don't put you in orange and take your picture until they're ready to throw you in a cell. So
they're going to throw you in a cell after you're placed on arrest.
Yeah, see, they didn't arrest him for anything, so you're right. That wouldn't be a booking photo. Where'd they get that picture, do you think?
Before.
Maybe that was a driver's license photo. Well, maybe it's a driver's license photo. You know.
Orange?
No, he's not wearing orange. He's not wearing orange in that picture. No, the picture is Zimmerman.
Hold on, Phil. I'm the citizen's auxiliary policeman, not you. But Phil is right. It could be a driver's license. And
what?
Even if he's wearing orange, maybe he's wearing orange, you know, orange T-shirt or something.
Yeah, but
you know, whatever.
It made sense because. When I was married and I had small children, we had a 9mm. And my ex-husband would tell me, sit down in a chair before you shoot anybody because it'll knock you on your butt. So, you know, the kickback.
Yeah, probably.
If you're not used to, I mean, people don't go around shooting 9mm like they do in movies. And just like with
well, they do. Yeah, they do. They do it in Sanford, Florida, apparently they do. Yeah.
No, the lady's talking about how they're held. You know, you don't hold it sideways like you're in one of these flicks. Like
yeah,
you're in Collateral
just
or
shooting with that much ease.
You know, that movie I saw, Trespass, that one with Ice-T.
Whatever. All right. Very good point, ma'am. And you're right. He wasn't arrested, so there would not be a booking photo. That photograph of him, he looked decidedly unhappy. That's why I was assuming it was an arrest photo, but he wasn't arrested for anything.
Right.
So that's a good point, Margaret. Thank you very much for your call. 877-876-7445.
Well, it could be like a driver's license picture. Or it could be that he just stood in the hallway there of the police station and was worried and someone caught his picture like that.
Stood in the hallway and was worried and somebody walked by? I doubt that very much.
Well, I mean, how else do you explain it?
I don't know, man. Like I said, it could be driver's license. He looks very worried, so maybe it was a previous arrest of some kind. Who knows? 877-876-7445. This is Ray. Go ahead, Ray. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
I had a question about sweatshirts. If someone was to buy one of your sweatshirts and then commit a crime,
sounds
like if they were to do that, that you would turn yourself into Zimmerman and get revenge on whoever does that in a violent manner from your comments.
Well, no, because I would have Zimmerman was running around like he's some kind of, you know, big shot. This would be a guy who's got my property, my citizen's auxiliary police T-shirt, and he's acting like a thug. I have a right to go and, you know, get some street justice.
Street justice?
Street justice? Well, that's vigilantism. Everyone's calling Zimmerman a vigilante, and you're just talking about becoming a vigilante yourself, getting street justice.
Hold on for a second, though. What happened to Zimmerman? Who did anything to him? He's just driving down the street acting like a jackball and decided to pull his gun out and shoot a kid. Okay, me, on the other hand, some guy took my sweatshirt, and he's running around, you know, raping. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he raped an old lady.
Buys your sweatshirt. It's not his property,
yeah.
Right?
You can't do whatever you want with my insignia on you.
Well, yes, you can. Well, I mean, you can. In other words, if I bought a Mickey Mouse T-shirt and I robbed a bank, Walt Disney can't sue me. I can get arrested, and I can go to jail, and I can have all those things, but Disney can't come around and say, how dare you rob that bank with Mickey Mouse?
Well, you didn't rob it with Mickey Mouse.
No, I mean, how dare you rob the bank with a Mickey Mouse T-shirt?
I don't think I think you're wrong about that. I think Walt Disney would have a legitimate claim.
But, no, man, you're not.
My worry as a citizen out here is that your organization will see somebody commit a crime wearing one of your hoodies, and that they'll get their street justice, to quote you, and that they'll wish they had a time machine, to quote you, because the wrath that you would inflict on them, they would wish they'd have, and that's vigilantism. It's their T-shirt.
I said they'd wish. Well, all I said was they wish they had a time machine to go back in the past and not buy the shirt. But...
which is whatever that means. I agree with this gentleman. What you're saying, Jay, sounds very violent, very scary, and quite frankly, very illegal. Because as I said, you can do anything you want in any shirt. You can commit a crime in a shirt, and the person that produced that shirt can't make a claim saying you did something in my shirt. Thanks very much for your call, Ray. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-7445. Jay, I'm going to ask you to get on hold here for just a second, because it is now time on the world famous Phil Henry Show it's now time for us to take a quick break. Let me ask this question. This is the first of five questions you need to answer correctly in order to win a Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt. The first question: the name of the very first character ever performed on the Phil Henry Show. The name of the very first character ever performed on the Phil Henry Show. I've mentioned it in interviews countless times. What is the name of the very first character ever performed on the Phil Henry Show? That's question one of five. You need all five correct answers and be the first person with them to win the shirt. We will give you the other four forthcoming in the show. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
The hoodie.
The hoodie, yeah.